Hello and welcome to episode 8, season 2 of the Healthcare India podcast with me, Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran. Today we're going to talk about an interesting topic, which is on what we call as maternal mortality rate. Now what this means is, it means the number of deaths among women during childbirth, and it's measured as a number against 1 lakh live births, right? So it's a number of women who are dying in order to produce 100,000 or 1 lakh live children. Now it's a very interesting statistic. As per the UN Sustainable Development Goals, India has signed on for a maternal mortality rate overall of less than of 70 or less, right? And that is our target by 2030. So we have about 7 years to do that. And as we speak today, the recent figures show that India's maternal mortality rate is roughly around 103 overall. That is 103 deaths of women among 1 lakh live children. And the interesting thing that is as always, there's regional variation. For example, if you look at the southern states, and I'm going to start from Karnataka, my home state, we are looking at a maternal mortality rate of 83 per 1 lakh live births. But the lowest in southern India itself is Kerala, which is standing at 32. Kerala, actually, apart from Karnataka, all the southern states are below the 70 mark for sustainable development goals. Only Karnataka is at 83. Telangana stands at 56, Andhra Pradesh at 58, and Tamil Nadu at 58 as well, and Kerala is at 30. 30, I think, is the lowest in the country. And if you look at that cohort, that means there's something very strange, something very strong that's going on with the public health system in the southern states, right? Because MMR usually involves a lot of nutrition, and it's usually measured up to, I think, a year of a child being born if the lady dies within a year of giving birth to a child. So a lot of it has to do with nutrition, tracking conditions like anemia, sepsis during pregnancy, hypertension, diabetes management, you know, postpartum diabetes, etc. So the southern states are doing a good job, and it's probably a combination of the public health infrastructure as well as what is happening with the private health systems and you know, situations like Ayushman Bharat, programs like Ayushman Bharat, and even state programs are really helping. Only my worry is Karnataka. Karnataka still is relatively high, has been high for a while, and I think there needs to be but we have 7 years to bring it down, so that should be fine. Now, if you look at another cohort, which is, I'm going to come to the worst states in a while, but if we come to generally in India, we have states like Maharashtra, which are doing very well as well, which is at 38, slightly above Kerala, but still well within range. Gujarat is at 70, which is remarkable. We have some states like Punjab at 114, Haryana at 96, and West Bengal at 109. So these are the clear outliers, and these are relatively progressive states. If you look at the real problem belt, if you look at that entire stretch that starts from, say, Bihar, Jharkhand, and Assam on one side, goes all the way to Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan on the other side, I think that's where the problem lies. So we have Jharkhand, for example, which had a maternal mortality rate of 165 in 2014-16 and has dropped down to 61 in 2017-19, which is fantastic. It has been the most drastic drop. Another state that has seen a huge movement in its maternal mortality rate is Uttar Pradesh, which has gone down from 101 in 14-16 to 167 now. Similarly for Uttarakhand, from 201 to 101. These numbers are still high. I'm not saying they're anywhere good for sustainable development growth, but the numbers are falling across the board. If you ask me, my biggest concern would be states like Assam, which started at 237 in 14-16 and today is at 205. Remains relatively high. It's clearly an outlier. So you can almost see that these numbers in certain states are comparable to the West, right? Like Maharashtra, like Kerala, like Jharkhand. But then there are other states which are way out of sync. They're even worse than some of the African countries. So we seem to have a disproportionate case, right? And in some cases, the progress hasn't been that fast. For example, Bihar was 165 4 years ago, and today is only at 130. Because at some of these places, these programs don't seem to work. And in some states like Uttarakhand, actually, they brought down the numbers significantly in between, but has gone up back to 101. So what has maternal mortality rate got to do with our population? A, number one, it's a good indicator of the health of the population. This is foundational health. You know, anything to do with infectious diseases and mother and child, the most of the programs, policies, procedures come from the center. But at the same time, if you look at how some states have done better than the others, it's very interesting. So it's a clear case of reducing maternal mortality rate has got not that much to do with your healthcare infrastructure. It's got more to do with your social infrastructure and how you're managing to prevent diseases. So, you know, Anganwadi workers, ASHA workers, health workers going over to school, going over to homes and, you know, checking the vital statistics, providing the right nutrition and providing the right advice to these mothers is very, very important. Otherwise, there are cases of child, of increasing MMR. The other thing is, it's also a lot about awareness. You know, we've had a lot of awareness from the government on specific areas like nutrition, on health of the woman, expecting mother especially. And I think that awareness needs to continue. And number three is, if it's a sick mother, and she does give rise to a child, and the child survives and the mother doesn't, that's a bigger social problem. But also, a weak mother transfers almost all those conditions back to the child, and that creates a further healthcare problem for us. So these are foundational issues that we need to tackle. I think the government has started providing a lot of subsidy for expecting mothers. There's allowances for nutrition, direct transfers that happen to the house. There are state health centers that take care of primary health centers, and district hospitals that take care of these. A lot of workers now travel to the houses, measure iron content, measure the blood pressure, etc. But a lot more needs to be done. I think we still have cases where there is information asymmetry. Sometimes the recordings are not right. A lot of this is manual. It's not that it's totally digital. So it's very difficult to intervene because we may not have real-time data. So that's maternal mortality rate, probably one of the most important aspects that we are covering as a country. There are a lot of documents out there. I saw a recent report which the government of India released on the same topic. And I think it is very important for us to try to look at how can we reduce it in our local areas? How can Karnataka get ahead of, say, Kerala in reducing it? This data that I'm quoting is from a special bulletin of maternal mortality rate released by the Registrar General of India on March 14, 2022. You can read about it, you can Google it, and I'll also have the link in my description. And if you have any comments on it, if you have any suggestions on how we can reduce it, I'll be happy to discuss with you, right? And also, there was an addendum on this report which was released on November 30th, 2002 that says that India's mortality, maternal mortality rate has further fallen down to 97, which is fantastic. So we are back in double digits, and I'll share the link of this entire report with you. But the problem still remains. I mean, we have states where maternal mortality rate is about 200. We have states where it's 150. And these are the states where most births are taking place. And though Kerala has a lower maternal mortality rate, the number of births are also low. So there is an inverse problem where the MMR is lower in certain cases. But these are also states that are producing less children. That means as a population, the health of our mothers has not improved. Actually, it's pretty worse because the number of mothers are increasing. So let's not forget that MMR around 2014-15 was 130. We brought it down to 97 now, as per the official addendum to the report. and let's see how much we go down further, right? I'll be happy to, you know, discuss this. As always, you know, do let me know if you have any suggestions. I'll be happy to talk to you about it and also discuss the same with you. Thank you for your support. As always, do reach out to me at Dr. Vikram at healthcare-in-india.net if you have any suggestions. And also would love to reach out to me, would love to converse with you on Twitter at Dr. Vikram. In case you have your suggestions, keep sending them. I do receive a lot of suggestions. I think last time's episode on Jivika took a lot of you by surprise because you didn't expect an episode on the history of health in India. That's something we'll analyze over a period of time. So we'll keep this, you know, a little bit about public health, a little bit about our important trackers, a little bit about what bothers us day to day from a health perspective, and a little bit about our history. Our history of healthcare is very important, and we need to keep that in mind. So till then, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll be talking to you soon. Bye for now.